Welcome to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble Jar Jar movie into a Jar Jar movie script. Idea the script. That's what we're all about. Page by page, scene by scene, one week at a time. Another week. My name is Freddie Wong.
My name is Will Campos. McClunky. I'm going to start doing alien ones.
I feel like you've done that.
Jabba Nobata.
I thought you were going to do I Felt a Great Disturbance in the Force or whatever to talk about our lost episode.
Oh no, I've got it. Everything's fine. Everything's perfectly fine here. We had a slight podcast malfunction, but it's all under control. Everything's normal. How are you?
Doing good. You know what was a big mistake we made with this whole Jar Jar script idea? Because, like, I'll be honest, if you all didn't notice, I was lying about the whole Kathleen Kennedy stuff. Like, we don't have any connection with Star Wars.
Matt, shut up.
We have an elaborate meta fiction going on.
We should have changed the name of the podcast to Star Wars Story Break, so at least we would have gotten noticed by Lucasfilm and Fox. Like, it probably would have just been a cease and desist, but, like, somebody at Star Wars HQ would have noticed us at least. So, like, there's a podcast that just is using our brand name. It's like, yeah, we are.
Stop everything. Someone is making Star Wars fans. Fiction.
That's right. They're not
Deploy
Nintendo.
The lawyers.
Shoot. That's right.
Dang, we fucked up. We fucked all right. up.
Well, so last week we did Qui-Gon's little sub story that we would be cutting back and forth.
It was epic.
It was a whole huge. Epic story. Both yeah, no, no, no.
Last week we did, quite frankly, the funniest episode of Story Break ever created. Freddie revealed 6 new character voices he can do. They were all amazing.
Yeah.
There were some good riffs we lost, and I'm pretty sad
Matt
about.
Matt cried, and it was really moving. You know, it was beautiful.
Matt said some really controversial things about
We said some real real crazy stuff.
Real spicy
Ultimately,
takes.
I'm glad Freddie didn't record it right.
We didn't lose it so much as Chad cut out everything that would have canceled us, and there was no episode left.
There's no episode left.
It was a really wild one.
Yeah.
All right. I was thinking about this podcast when we weren't recording the podcast. And I was like, okay, so, I mean, it's tough because you already essentially wrote the scene so well that, like, I don't know if you cross-cut it, but I guess we'll still go with that plan. Which one do we do next? And my thought would be that you want to save the Jar Jar one for last because that's the best one and it probably leads straight to Darth Vader showing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll probably need to know a little bit more of what's going on with that Jar Jar one in order to write this Croquet one.
I'm going to put this out here.
Yeah.
It's like anytime they do the three-way cut, like, it's all climactic, but one of the three-way scenes is just like, stuff happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you got Luke confronting his father.
You're talking about Croquet?
And then you've got, like, you know, Han Solo ducking behind, like, and Return of the Jedi, right? Like, they're doing all this cross-cutting. I swear to God, Leia and Han are pinned up against the wall, against the door, shooting blasters for, like, 20 minutes straight.
Well, yeah, but that's just because they didn't do a good job there.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I could see just writing this as two things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that Croquet's got... Oh, I guess you have, like, she's got the dogfight and stuff like that.
Yeah, and she
on.
Also serves as, like, the timing. She's kind
she's
of also ticking clock.
She's like the van in Inception. That's going to, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's kind of her deal.
But let's not disparage because we also got Nate 38 coming as a TIE fighter.
That's true.
To take her down. And again, there's still something you could do with, like, what happens when she realizes, like, she's kind of like our into the whole resistance part of this. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of representative of the resistance. And you could bring in, I mean, I know we didn't really introduce other resistance characters, but that could be something
we killed off the other two that we did.
Yeah, on a sort of second draft or whatever.
I see what you mean. So yes, the question is, which direction do we go? Well, let's start by talking about the Croquet stuff.
Yes.
And then we can go from there. So,
because Nate 38 is a character we like,
yes.
We care about.
Yeah.
And, like, that's gonna be two climactic characters fighting. And it would be, you know what? And Nate 38 also met Croquet.
Yes.
In the first scene that we met Croquet, Nate 38 also met Croquet.
Yes.
So theoretically there could be some heat.
Okay, so
Croquet is, like, pretty awesome, but you don't want, like, a perfect character, so it's like she's just racist against droids, so then there's, like, that energy coming into
nice,
it when
good.
838 is
so complex.
We don't serve your kind
this
here.
This good person, they're bad.
What a weird, weak piece of world building in the original Star Wars, though. Just, like, we don't serve your kind here, and it's like, but, like, do they not? Like, what's pouring their drink? I don't know. It just feels like they've got, anyways, it's just like, whoa, the racist against droids here. But the Imperials use it. You know what? The Imperial seems like a more
The
woke,
Imperials
woke
are definitely more woke about woke, droids,
yeah.
for sure, than Tatooine.
Yeah.
Like, because, they got droids all over the place.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Hey.
What's the deal?
Sure.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
It's like we got night energy right now. Usually
yeah.
We record Story Break in the morning and I've had 7 cups of coffee, but, like, this is like, we're recording at 9
Night
PM.
Energy, and let's be honest, like, Rogue and 838 aren't like the most explosive characters.
Okay, hold on, though, but we can. We gotta find it. We gotta dig it out.
Okay, but we do have a lightsaber ship. So that's something.
Yeah. Okay, so but this is what I'm saying is that it feels like this Darth Vader thing is going on, and then in terms of like this is all stalling Darth Vader while Jar Jar is doing his thing. And essentially the goal that we've set up, the tension is that Croquet's cover's been blown, and there's only so many loop-de-loops and barnstorming hot dog and starfighter maneuvers she can do before they kill her, right? And she's got the bomb that's needed to blow up the station, so she tells Jar Jar, I need you to start the firing sequence now. And that's his goal. He's got to go to the main reactor to boot up the firing sequence.
It's just one scene. I think we just do this. Like, I think the Croquet is just like, Croquet is part of Jar Jar's scene, I think.
That's what I'm saying. I think she's part of this sequence. Because essentially now Jar Jar's goal is to... So that essentially motivates Jar Jar to get to where he's got to go. Yeah. And now every time he gets stalled or waylaid by whoever, it's putting Croquet in more danger, right? Yes. Like it's until they can pull this shot off. And so then the thought was that that then gets you to a moment where he tells... Nate 38, like something's got to happen with Croquet to probably like force this to happen. Something needs to motivate Jar Jar to tell Nate 38 what's going on.
It feels like we are in such a tough spot with Croquet because it's like there's only so much you can do when you're in a TIE fighter.
Well, that's what we're saying is that don't think of Croquet is not a full scene. Croquet,
that's what I mean, where it's like you're
we're doing the Jar Jar scene and you're cutting to Jar Jar's scene is to open this thing for Croquet. So they are talking to each other.
Yes.
Every time we come back to Croquet, it's just going to be, you know, boom, 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 whoa, star fighting. Oh, whippy, you know, whatever. Like, there's something else going
on. There's like cool. Again,
so, this is the real question. So, this is the thing to break down.
Here's our chance. Mattel called. They want to introduce a new starfighter that Croquet has to face off against.
Well, yeah, we got the
we got the cool lightsaber.
Multiple ones. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole line of toys.
Oh, okay.
we already got a whole line of toys.
All right, but here we go.
We can
pull over for 3 seconds. Everybody pitch a new type of starfighter. Go, Freddy.
Oh, okay. It's a square TIE fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's square, so it's got shields on both sides, like 4 sides.
You're just like a little cube?
It's a little cube.
We've got cube starfighter.
It's a cube fighter.
I'm going to pitch it's a starship that looks just like Boba Fett's helmet.
That's the original helmet based off of.
That's the original Mandalorian ship with just like a big Boba Fett's head.
And that's very Zardoz vibes. I love it.
That's my ship. Matt,
mine
go.
Is like, you know, like a koosh ball?
Mm-hmm.
Like that plus like, it would look like a koosh ball being Spider-Man. So like it whips out like strings and just grabs onto ships and then pulls itself in like a big mace, just smashes ships and then connects to another. It just like
moves around like a dogfighting place.
You just
broke this thing wide open. Uh-huh.
Broke it wide open.
Launch the koosh mines.
Yes.
And then they shoot and it's a sticky thing.
Sticky mines. So
they like sticky, like it's little koosh thingies latch onto your ship and then now it's pulling itself in towards you,
dude,
right? And you gotta go faster and faster.
Has there been any sticky things in Star Wars?
There's not enough sticky stuff. And then you do that, Croquet is like, wait a second, if I do a bootleg turn right at the right moment, the momentum will swing the koosh mine like into the control tower.
Like essentially Fast and Furious 5 with a bank vault.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Doing that with like the koosh mine.
Launch the koosh mines.
What I was getting at is like, I feel like the one, what's Will's phrase? Wookie stick it?
Wookie sticky wicket.
Is actually Nate 38's betrayal.
Yeah,
so
I mean, we were kind of bullshitting our way through it. So
yeah, so I'm trying to, because you can't really have, here's the problem, is I feel like the most interesting thing here is, not to go back to Jar Jar pretending to be Darth Vader, though that could help. Though actually, Nate 38 could actually help with that, because you could do, it's just I don't know why Nate wouldn't warn everybody else. But like, I would buy if Jar Jar was like stabbed in the chest, like it's going to be pretty hard to, you know, blend in as Jar Jar. Everybody's like, why were you stabbed in the chest? Whereas like, you know, you could put yourself in Darth Vader's suit and nobody knows you've been stabbed in the chest, you pretend to be Darth Vader. But regardless, it does feel like the most, whether or not Jar Jar's dressed up as Vader, Jar Jar having to infiltrate and sneak around the ship is what we want, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The moment Nate 38's like, you're good or bad,
yeah,
in
she
my
would
point
blow
of view.
His cover.
Oh, yeah, what? She's going to blow the cover. Like, I don't buy that she wouldn't just like plug into the ship and tell everybody, like, hey, Jar Jar is.
Go kill him.
Yeah, what if
she could, though? I mean, she could just be like, hey, everyone go kill Jar Jar.
And then Jar Jar's just on the run. But then it's not surprised when Darth
Vader?
Huh?
doesn't have to be Vader. Right?
Yeah, I feel like Vader needs to be the one that comes up and
could be a stormtrooper. I feel like
Jar Jar is not revealed to be the traitor until Vader. Like that's why we have the whole thing with Vader finding out about it.
That's true.
It kind of burns the whole.
Yes,
like,
you're out of. Yes,
because there's
he's just catching up to everyone else. Yes. Then it doesn't really work.
It feels like Jar Jar is a stormtrooper or like a pilot or something. And then okay, there's Jar Jar.
I mean, not to just bully on my idea, but if we're gonna make Jar Jar a stormtrooper, like, why the fuck would you do that and not make Jar Jar Vader? Especially since we literally get Vader whipped out of the ship without anybody noticing. That's the whole point of doing that.
I have defeated the ghost. Everyone.
That's like if in Fast and the Furious they like looked at all the sports cars. They're like, let's drive the Civic. It's like, no, like
this
you drive
does
the
give
Ferrari.
Us a very funny first scene, which is Jar Jar being like, "What do I do? What do I do?" And he's running past the window and he looks outside and just sees Darth Vader fucking floating,
just like
he's
spinning like, out.
And then on the intercom, they're like, "Vader, come to the bridge immediately." And he's like,
he's standing, and then behind him is Vader's like person, that dome thing that Vader's in. What does he do in his dome? His man cave.
He's got to go to the little pod.
That's true. You never see what's inside that pod. It's all
it always
HDTVs
just opens up.
And we Smash Brothers.
We know what's inside that pod, boys. We know so well that I don't even have to say what's inside that pod, and everyone knows I'm talking about Star Wars pornography.
So sticking with Jar Jar, the last we saw Jar Jar,
they were escorting
they were
him out.
Darth
Vader's
yeah.
like, get Jar Jar to safety, right?
Yes.
And so now Jar Jar, like, I feel like your first beat with Jar Jar is him being like
slipping
oh.
his safety.
And now, yeah, just a really quick, are they blowing? What's the situation with the ship right now?
With the situation,
they
he's like a really buff dude.
Are they planning on blowing up a New Centriff, or are they turning?
Yes, so they're on their way to New Centriff.
Yes.
And Croke's copper has been blown, and they're all trying to blow Croke out of the sky, right? Okay. Jar Jar's on the ship. He's like, fuck, what are we going to do? I feel like he's a muckety muck. Could you do that? Like, these stormtroopers or whatever are escorting him to, like, that escape pod on Air Force One? With Harrison Ford? Like, is that if they
shoot
him?
Oh, we haven't seen the escape pod in a while.
Yeah, you know, like, they would be like, we got to get him off of, there's an attack going on, get the governor to safety.
Yes.
They're getting him to the escape pod. And then it feels like your first thing is, like, he doesn't want to go, right? Because he's trying to do his thing. And then you have a classic, like, he shoves them into the escape pod or whatever.
Yes. Nate,
then you could do, okay, here's the thing. Okay, so maybe we're just, like, we're stuck on this Nate 38 thing, but maybe there's an easier solution, which is Nate 38 doesn't know the betrayal or anything, right? Like, has Nate 38 really helped with his stuff?
No.
Yeah. Like, okay, so, like, why don't we just treat Nate 38 like droids should be treated and treat them like a droid, which is, like...
Dang.
Like, it's just, like, it's like the betrayal's like, oh, like, if Jar Jar, like, wants to unload and wants to open up to, he's about to, and then it's like, wait a second, Nate 38, who do you belong to? It's like, well, my primary user is the Emperor or whatever. He's like... He wouldn't tell, like, Nate 38 could just go after Croke because Nate 38 is owned by the Empire. Like, it's not like Nate 38 needs to have, like, a moral, like, decision to, like, hang in there. Like,
what if the Emperor sees Darth Vader getting yeeted back into fucking Naboo or whatever?
Okay.
He's like, it's time to activate my backup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time for the apprentice to get, again, he's threatened Darth Vader. Like, I can find someone who can. He's like, and then he executes his new order, right? And like, who's the new apprentice going to be? And then you cut to Jar Jar with Nate 38 and like, whatever's going on. And then like Nate 38's eyes go red. And you're like, oh shit, it was Nate 38.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thought. What were you going to say?
I was going to say you could do like you're going to build up as if Jar Jar is going to talk to Nate 38 or whatever. Like, you know, I need a friend here or whatever. And then so it's like he's looking out the window. Nate 38's there. And he's like kind of building up to like he's about to say it. And he's like right there. I'm pretty sure like that TIE fighter is Croke. And Nate 38's like that TIE fighter is Croke activated. And it's just like Nate 38 just instantly transforms, like smashes through the window and just goes off because it's like Jar Jar just reveals that's Croke. And he's like, yeah, what were you thinking? Like, Nate 38 is an Imperial droid. So it goes. But I guess that's just like a surprise. It's not really a thing. I don't want the Emperor to see Darth Vader because I feel like a whole good chunk of the Darth Vader like getting yeeted out there was that nobody knew Darth Vader had left.
Yeah, Matt, everything's been
all
set
right,
up
let's go
for
with
you.
It. Let's,
yeah,
let's we're go not dancing around. Let's at yeah. least let's.
All right.
Okay. So,
scene one.
Jar Jar's getting shoved into the escape pod, right?
Yes.
And he's like, uh-oh. And he's looking out the in again. Like, there's a big window, right? So he sees Croke getting dive-bombed around and barnstormed. He sees Darth Vader get fucking floated out into space or whatever. He's like, holy shit, what's... Or maybe he doesn't see that yet. But that's probably your next thing. He's like, oh shit, I gotta fucking help. Like, we're closing in on New Centriff. Like, we gotta get you out of here.
Just one step at a time. What I love that they're gonna send him to the escape pod to get him out of there. Because what's nice is that if the escape pod goes, then again, everybody on the ship thinks Darth Vader is still here and Jar Jar is gone.
Yes.
So, like, great. Good job, Jar Jar. You stopped from being in the escape pod, but now everybody's going to be suspicious if you're walking around the ship because everybody believes you've left.
Yes.
Yes.
And the next thing he actually needs to do is communicate with Croquet. Mm-hmm. And you can't just do that. You can't just be it's like he would have to be like, who's communicating with our TIE fighters out there? Like, mm-hmm. I need to get to... Yeah. I need access to the communication somehow.
Yeah,
and they're like, there's two places, either the bridge or like, you know, the commander of the TIE Fighter squad, Darth Vader, could of course talk to them in his like private headquarters, in his private room.
Yeah. Darth Vader has a comm link specifically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make it so that his plan isn't to be Darth Vader. It's he needs to get inside Darth Vader's room first.
And then the Emperor is approaching the room. So he's got to dress up. Yes. Oh, him starting in the egg and it's just Jar Jar. Jar Jar can't get the whole outfit on. So he hides in the egg and the Emperor's like, do you not need, you're just gonna sit there, you're not even gonna face me like when I talk to you. He's like, I'm not made up yet, like, sir.
Please, you know how the egg opening and then him having to frantically put the outfit on
is very fun.
Okay, that's good.
Around Vader, come with me to the bridge. And he's like, oh shit. So now he's walking along with the Emperor.
So now he's going to
feel different. I guess Jar Jar's just rubbed off on me.
It's a push. It's a push to be like the Emperor.
That's stupid.
So stupid.
No, because he's been spending time with Jar Jar. I sense Jar Jar. We had a very good talk after I got drunk. You remember I got drunk? I told you about that, the Emperor.
Yeah. The Emperor. First name, the.
I like him having a little fight to not be in the escape pod. Mm-hmm. And then realizing, and again, maybe he asks Nate 38, like, if he can come up with some bullshit reason to, like, Nate 38 actually being an obstacle, like being suspicious of, like, what are you doing? Like, sort of thing.
Yeah, what are you doing? You were supposed to be on the escape pod. But if you're here, then that means...
I suspected there were traitors. I might have been wrong, but, you know, better to be safe than sorry. You know, he's like, oh, okay. He's like, I
seems
need to talk
like
to
a stretch, but I'll go with
yes,
it.
Yes, I like
now.
That. Yeah. I like that. Because I was like, who tells Nate 38 about how to do the comm link or whatever,
yes.
right? Or so who tells Jar Jar?
Yeah, he's so like, he asks Nate 38, and Nate 38 is like, those are the only two places.
And then he's like, well, you know, Lord Vader's like, you know, that's right. I also was Lord Vader told me to get something from his office.
Yeah.
So can you show me how to get there? It's like, yes. Okay.
That's fun. I like that.
So Nate 38 is being strung along for now.
Mm-hmm. Jar Jar, why do you keep hiding us whenever we're walking? Like, people are seeing us or whatever.
Yes, that's fun. Like, that's a fun little goofy duo.
Yes.
Every single time he's going, he's like, kind of go to the bathroom. Like, he's like, sir, are you all right? Like, he sees a bunch of stormtroopers turn the corner. He's like, gah! And he goes inside like the...
Yes, and then he makes Nate 38 wait outside while he goes into the office.
Yes.
To... talk to them. Okay. And then the Emperor shows up and sees Nate 38 outside.
So that's a good problem to have. So now how does he solve the Nate 38 problem?
Okay, so he tells Nate 38 to go outside, and then you do the Emperor shows up, and then he's like, shit, and then he turns into Darth Vader, right? But now Nate 38 is gonna be like, where's Jar Jar? I thought Jar Jar was in here.
Wait a minute, where's Jar Jar?
I mean, Nate 38 would probably tell the Emperor I'm with Jar Jar, right? Unless he stops Nate 38 from... Yeah, I'm trying to think of this exact moment. So, like, okay, so the Emperor's going to approach the room because the Emperor's like, Vader should be done doing whatever it is that he's doing. I need to talk to Vader. He's not responding for some reason.
Vader's not responding. Do you know where he is? yes, Jar Jar said. It could be the classic, like, yes, Jar Jar said that he's in the office.
Oh, yes.
And then the Emperor doesn't ask because he doesn't know when Jar Jar.
Do you know where Vader is? Vader in there? It's like, oh, yes, Jar Jar said he's in there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he doesn't say Jar Jar's in there. He's just like, yes, Jar Jar said he's in there. It's like, okay. And the Emperor's like, okay. Okay. So
that's oh, fine. My God.
This is like a fucking Frasier episode.
It is. It's a total farce.
Jar Jar goes out one door right as the Emperor comes in. And the Emperor puts on Darth Vader's helmet.
The Emperor's like, I've always wanted to try this.
But the Emperor's really trying to sleep with Daphne.
What a great
But Daphne's
episode.
Really interested in Jar Jar.
What a great episode.
All right.
Jar Jar's into the scheme.
You literally do that. All right. I don't know. You would do that. The Emperor comes in. Darth Vader's not there. And all of Jar Jar's clothes are on the ground. It's like, good for them.
That kid.
What
that
a misunderstanding.
I like that motif or that joke. I think you'd almost more do it as like. Oh, maybe you could still even do that as the punchline. It's like Jar Jar is dressed up in Vader. I don't know why Jar Jar got naked before he put on the clothes. It's like, don't get naked before you try on a swimsuit at like a store. Like, keep your underwear
on
people.
Come on, Jar Jar. Like, what the fuck, Jar Jar?
But if he did, I feel like it'd actually be a thing where the Emperor, like, Jar Jar realizes like his underwear is on the ground and he tries to like kick under the bed.
Oh,
and then the Emperor
fun.
Notices it through like a reflection. You wonder what he's going to do. And then the Emperor just smiles like, good for them. And walks off.
We are pushing like the ability of the Emperor who's supposed, like, am I really supposed to believe?
Maybe that's- when you cut back to Darth Vader, Qui-Gon Jinn fucking dueling in his mind.
Can I say that, like,
no, no, the
I
Emperor
never...
being scary, I think it's good for this scene. When the Emperor shows up, he should actually be scared. Like, you're like, if he's found out, like, the Emperor's going to murder
him. I never bought that the Emperor in Star Wars was this just, like, old, crusty politician. I just never bought it.
No, I think he's always been a cool old man who fucks, for sure. Who smokes weed on the reg, despite being evil.
Jar Jar's talking to Croquet in Vader's room. And then the Emperor's like, where's Lord Vader? He hasn't responded. I need him on the bridge. I guess I got to do everything myself.
Yes.
And Emperor's walking to Vader's room.
Yes.
And then Croquet and Jar Jar.
Like, you got to get to the fucking
Yes, they
power
come up
core.
With a plan.
Yes, you have to get to the power core and start the firing sequence early.
Yes.
And then
Jar Jar's like, but if you don't blow it up, we're going to, you know. Because again, yes, they're not over a new centrif, but they are like, you could also do is like, but if you don't blow it up in time, this laser's going to go off and blow up. And he looks down, is like, I don't know.
I don't know that you need that extra element of the stakes to it. It's just if they fail, it's just their only shot at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it feels a little like a hat on a hat. But at any rate, you have now your tension, right? Which
yes.
is that Croquet is like, I only got 30 seconds left to live, basically. I need to blow this thing up. Go start the firing sequence here, right?
Yes.
And then he comes out of his office and dresses Vader, and then the Emperor's right there and is like, Vader, like, what the fuck? Like, you have to, like, we're due on the bridge for our speech in five yeah. minutes. We're going right
Wait,
now.
Wait, really quickly, remember, I like, Jar Jar doesn't dress up as Vader until the Emperor's showing, because Jar Jar just enters Vader's room.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, but...
Yeah, yeah. So then he hears Emperor showing. Oh, yeah, yeah. So yes, he quickly dresses.
Whatever. Yeah, however you do that. Yes.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, shit, they're coming in. I can't.
Dress up as Vader.
Yes. All right, yes. So he dresses up as Vader. The Emperor's like, great, we got to go, right? And he's like, I need to go the opposite direction, right? Like another classic conflict, right? So then he, as Vader, has to tell the Emperor no, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something like that.
Oh, you know what's a good bit? It's like he hears the Emperor, like, through the doorway. He's like, get out of my way, Nate 38. And Jar's like, wait, what? The Emperor's here? And he leans up, and he's like praying that Nate 38 says the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, where is Lord Vader? And he's like, he's in there. That's what Jar Jar is. He's like, what? He's in here. And he's looking around. And so then he like has to really quickly dress him.
Oh, he's about to go in. And then he's like, finds a switch and says, do not disturb. And it's like a little light comes on. The Emperor's like, oh, hey, I don't detect him in here, but I'll take his.
My lord, do not come in. I am masturbating.
please.
Don't. Oh, jeez, Vader.
Oh, jeez, Vader. Disgusting.
Open the door. No, Dad, Emperor, no, I will not open the door. He's like, open
Are
the door.
Are you doing what I think you're doing in there?
You need the Emperor starts shooting the door with electricity.
I told you, when you do that, you're worse at the Force for a couple hours later.
Emperor, I slammed the door hard.
Save your energy for your dark side.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, this is getting weird.
It's getting weird.
I was thinking about it when you do more of his like weird father son release. He's like, I can't escape. I slammed the door and now the door's jammed. He's like, no, the door's jammed. My son, you said you hate claustrophobic space. Like, it's fine. I'll be okay. He's like, let me get that door open for you. And the Emperor's like shocking the door open. He dressed up as Vader.
So now he's dressed up as Vader. We got what we wanted.
Jar Jar's like, great. Now I just got to sneak back to the aft of the ship. And the Emperor's like, good, Vader. I need you at the front of the ship.
Yes.
And now it's like, okay, this is your complication.
And I need you to serve piping hot soup to 20 angry customers.
Who's going to get
the soup? Vader, who will serve the soup?
The Nate 38 just stares at Vader as like, have you seen Jar Jar?
Like, oh my God, what happened to Jar Jar?
What happened to Jar Jar? He's like, when he went into the escape pod, you fool. Or whatever. He's like, odd.
Odd.
Jar Jar. Jar Jar went into the escape pod. Like, no, he didn't. He just went in there and destroyed his
malfunctioning. No, he didn't. And then Jar Jar as Vader
has to grab
Nate and like choke him. It's like, I will not be spoken back to by a droid or something. And throws it. And was like, Vader, I love your attitude.
I love how much you hate droids. I love how racist you are against droids, Vader.
Do you do that? He's like, take this droid to have its memory erased? Is that the next like?
And then
take this droid to have the last couple hours of its memory.
And the Emperor's like, I like the enthusiasm, Vader. Unfortunately, we do need to keep Nate around. He's like, why? He's just a protocol droid. He's like, or is he?
Very funny, Nate.
Absolutely no way. There's no reason for Nate to turn into a TIE fighter. There's no elegant way for Nate 38 to turn into a TIE fighter.
Hear me out. Hear me out. He's like, have this droid's memory erased. And then you do two guards take the droid away to get its memory erased. And then Nate 38's like, just kidding, I'm a TIE fighter. And then he kills the two guards and blasts off in his shit. You're right.
Okay, here would be the only way I could think of it, but it's stupid. It's a punishment for Jar Jar mistreating Nate, is that the Emperor's like, don't worry, Vader, I'll have this droid's memory erased. He's like, don't worry about it. And then Jar Jar, or like Emperor's looking at what Vader's going to do, and Jar Jar like throws Nate like across the room, like smashes his head and throws Nate across the room and throws him into the egg. And then Nate breaks into pieces or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then at one point you cut back and then it's like fucking like a Cronenberg body horror or like Sandman in Spider-Man 3. Like Nate's like tweaks alive and he's inside this fucking meditation sphere and he like absorbs all the anger and rage of Vader and then like all the lightsabers like on the wall that because he's got like all of his different like
so you're saying Nate she turns into the TIE fighter lightsaber in yes, this scene
like through the power of what
it's like residual force or
yeah like Nate's like trying to put themselves back together and then accidentally like plugs into Vader's like sphere. I was thinking that the TIE fighter is actually just like Vader's egg sphere rips out of the ship and goes soaring and is with Nate's head in it.
Okay, here's what you do. The Emperor...
Why do we want this?
Because it's cool. Here's what you do. The Emperor is like, okay, this isn't the secret. I'm just...
Hit me.
Charger's like, have this droid's memory erased, and then the Emperor's like, no time, and then just zaps Nate with an electric bolt.
Uh-huh.
Nate goes flying into Darth Vader's office, and then Jar Jar's like, oh shit, right? Nate explodes on contact.
Yeah.
And then you cut away, and then you do, yes, Nate 38 is sparking and twitching, and then she... I can't. This is too stupid. Why would you do this? I was looking at my head, I'm like, she plugs like a USB port into the pod, and then uploads her brain into it, and then it closes... She plugs herself into the fucking pod, and then she's, like, in the ship now.
Which is Vader's journal.
What?
He journals every night, so she hears all the thoughts and gets all the downloads, all of Vader's anger and rage.
It just has to be, like, the only way that that works, you can't explain it. The more you explain, the dumber it gets, so you have to just let it happen.
It's just like a monster. It's okay. No, it's stupid.
No, we're going to figure this out.
You could do... The only practical reason
we got Jar Jar into a Darth Vader outfit.
That makes sense. Like, I get that. I'm like, okay, like Jar Jar's got to sneak around. Jar Jar dresses up as a double agent. What would be the funniest thing for him to dress up as Darth Vader? Nate 38, the protocol droid, becomes a Jedi Sith TIE fighter is a bit of a stretch. But maybe you do this. Maybe could you do Nate 38? It's like Gunkata. Remember the really cool beginning of that really cool movie Equilibrium when they're like, how does Gunkata happen? It was like, oh, it's because they studied all the stats of gunfights and then they figured out all the poses that are like the least likely to get shot during
a
gunfight.
Which turns out to be just sticking your arms out and doing a cool bend means you're not going to get shot in a 360 degree gunfight.
I think the most likely pose to not get shot is just ducking and covering. Or just flat on the ground. Just go straight flat on the ground.
I'm fucking hearing the garbage words from two non-Tetragrammatron clerics. So the point is, do you do, they're like...
Tread softly, Matt. They're like, tread on my dreams.
They're like, yo, this Croquet, they know who Croquet is now. It's like pretty clear. They figured out which of the TIE fighters is Croquet. And yes, I would do just for the sake of spectacle. And also like, I don't buy that Croquet could outmaneuver an infinite number of TIE fighters. I do think a bunch of resistance people from New Centrif have boarded ships and now it's just a crazy dogfight going on.
Or they're getting shot from like...
Because again, it's no longer about, the point of the three TIE fighters was that it was...
Stealthy.
Stealth, but it's no longer stealth. So they're just trying to fucking... They're fighting this thing now.
Yes.
They are like, Croquet is invincible. Croquet is the best... Which is something that we should probably introduce in the first scene, that Croquet is like a fucking killer starfighter.
Star Wars is firmly established that you can, up to 3 milliseconds before someone jumps into a ship, be like, they're the greatest pilot in the universe.
But my point is,
like, there's literally no character in Star Wars that you couldn't put into a X-Wing, and I wouldn't buy them fucking shredding.
Nate, they're like, nobody can beat this Croquet, except for Vader. Where is Vader? We don't know. Oh, I guess they have Vader now. But it could be Nate 38 has studied, like, there's nobody who has studied Croquet more and understands Croquet or the Resistance more than Nate 38 because, like, he's a statistician. He's like, don't you get it? Statisticians are the most powerful, smartest people in the universe or whatever.
Oh, so you make it like a stats thing?
So they just, like, plug Nate into a TIE fighter, and Nate's like, I understand you, Croquet. I know everything about you.
I'm in my lightsaber ship. Hold on. We can figure this out. You're close. Because, yes, you're right. In this version, you don't need Nate to figure out that Jar Jar is the bad guy.
No.
Right? And you don't need Jar Jar to give up Croquet, because it's pretty painfully fucking obvious who Croquet is. The one who freaked out and pulled away right before Jar, before, you know.
Vader is crusher.
Although, shit, this does...
What?
This does raise a good question. Because, essentially, Qui-Gon distracted Vader.
Yeah.
So, in theory, isn't Crokane not have her cover blown yet?
I mean, they probably figured. I mean,
it's more, I don't get anything from Crokane being like, I'm still undercover. Yeah, I think it has to be. Yeah. Yes. So it's like, yes, you would do in that. I think we would go back and tweak that scene so that it's like, she turns and pulls away.
Like,
what's going on with that one? And then she is booting up her lasers right as Qui-Gon shows
up. Yes. She draws attention to herself.
Okay. So then she's like, oh, they're hot on my trail. Okay. So for whatever reason, they're like, we need to take out that fighter. And it's like, maybe Jar Jar's like, oh, very well, I will do it myself. I just need to take care of something over in the other end of the fucking ship first. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you fool. Like, why would we send you when we have, you know, like, or it's like, you fucked up enough. It's time to give our number two a chance. Mm-hmm. Right. And then he's like, who are you talking about? And then you reveal that it's Nate 38.
Yeah.
I think just
activate, you know, the blah, blah, blah protocol. And then all of a sudden,
I mean, yeah, I guess it works. It's just like without Nate 38 betraying Jar Jar or whatever, just like being like, I have a second in command as Nate 38.
Well,
you're like,
anyone,
okay,
right?
whatever.
I guess that's true.
You might as well just introduce, like, honestly, if we're treating this seriously, like, it would be fucking cooler just to introduce, like, a fucking Darth, like, he says, call a number two and a fucking, like, vault opens up and, like, a super badass Sith Lord comes out and jumps into a ship with like lightsabers. You'd be like, oh shit, Crokane is fucked. But if it's like Nate 38, you'd be like, wait, what?
Shit.
So you could do here, just throwing spitball and throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks, because that's how you know if it's good and well cooked. Could you have set up, if you make Nate 38 a bit more of a character, it's like Nate 38's like a politician, and then when they talk late at night, Jar Jar's like, what have you always wanted to do? And Nate 38's like, oh, you don't laugh at me, but like, I've always wanted to be a TIE fighter pilot. It's like, oh, it's like every night I just plug in and download infinite number of stats to be a TIE fighter pilot, but you know, nobody respects you. Like, they're also racist against droids. Like, oh, only humans, only instinct can really like fly the ship or whatever. Don't they realize like this fucking raw AI could fucking do this better than anybody else, but nobody's willing to give me a chance. So I'm stuck here being a droid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then and then you're like, oh, I kind of hope that Nate 30. And then you're thinking like the whole time, like, ooh,
oh,
Nate 30 is going to
show up and be
help out at some point. But it's like, well, no, like she's still just an Imperial droid. So then when it's time.
Yeah. All right. To drill down on the character thing for a second, right? Like, what is missing is, yes, you are right that the thing that makes it work is Jar Jar trusting Nate 38 and then her betraying him.
Yeah, like that's a moment because you're like, I get it. Like, what were you thinking, Jar Jar?
Like, yeah, it's why? Like, yeah, I'm just a tool. I'm just a part of the system. Like, you know, like the, yeah. So I like that. But you are right that it does feel like if she was going to betray him, the first thing she would do is tell everyone.
Yeah, and then it's just like her turning into a TIE fighter and fighting Crokane doesn't seem cool because it just seems like something you pulled out of your ass to make her not make it worse for Jar Jar by telling everybody that Jar Jar is a traitor. So it's like, I could tell everybody, but no, I'm going to become this TIE fighter and cause a problem for Crokane.
Shit. Like Sandman's picture of his daughter, it's slipping through our fingers.
Like
I
this would work.
It.
Like Crokane turning into TIE fighter would work if Nate 38 was Crokane's droid. Because then you're like, yeah, it's made things more difficult for Crokane. So like, if you're going to do Nate 38 is a traitor, she would make things most difficult for Jar Jar. I think the funniest version so far, I think Nate 38 not knowing that Jar Jar is a traitor is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, that's definitely the best part of the scene. Like, Jar Jar, Nate 38 just stabbing Jar Jar being like, I'm a traitor, is like, we're about to do this with Vader. Like,
yes, that's
so
true.
So maybe we just got to not have Nate turn into...
Maybe she gets her, we give her something else.
Yeah, like Nate... Jar Jar just got to kill Nate. We were going to have Jar Jar kill Nate in the previous scene as like a badass way to show.
Or she just does. Or she's on Jar Jar's side. She's a heroic droid. You get rid of this. It's one of those.
But then just you're just helping Jar Jar.
But it's like one of those. All right. But yes, you're right. I don't know what we're doing with this character. And that's the deeper rub.
And
right?
Is Nate 38 much of a character? Nate 38's kind of just like been an advisor droid. Like, there's not really an arc for C-3PO at the end of, you know, like...
Yeah, but if, like, Darth Vader killed C-3PO, he'd be sad about it. Like,
but I'm saying, like, I'm trying to think, like, C-3PO literally just...
Yes, you're right. C-3PO kind of dips out. Yes, C-3PO is just like, oh, no.
He just watches the Death Star move on a screen.
Yes, Lucas very wisely, again, it's like R2-D2 and C-3PO are the audience surrogates.
Yes.
So they are reacting, and they are telling you what to feel. When they're like, oh, no, Luke's in trouble, like, that's for the fucking... dum-dums in the audience, you don't get the looks of trouble, right? Yes. Like, it's a little bit of chili pepper.
Let's ignore Nate 38 for a
second. Yes, just, forget it for a second.
We'll figure out what Nate does in the scene. Let's just finish up with Emperor's like, come to the bridge.
Yeah, so yes, you have this decent conflict here where you have like, okay, I need you to come to the bridge. And he's like, I got to go over there, right? And then,
now
he just stand up to the Emperor as
Vader?
Yeah,
he's got to now convince the Emperor
that
he's got to go do something else and make the Emperor believe he's Vader.
Yes.
And then he's going to go do it correctly, but Vader's going to show up essentially as he's heading down this long hallway.
So the other thing we were thinking, the other part of the turn here is that when Jar Jar gets there, you know, when he starts up this firing sequence, everyone now is like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
Right? Like, that's yes. part of the drama.
Yes.
Is like, what's going on now?
But Vader knows that Jar Jar is a traitor. And Vader's like flying back to the ship with his force powers in space right now. I feel like the place where Jar Jar activates the laser is going to look like one of those Star Wars sets. Like, it's going to be one of those big open is where we're fucking.
Yes, it's a big dangly pit, right?
The big dangly pit. Nobody, like, he's going to like the crystal and he's going to press the crystal and it's going to start the machine or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jar Jar's like, I've made it. And he's about to press it. And then this is going to be the confrontation where Vader comes like roaring out of space and like flies straight into there.
Or again, it's like the idea was that he does. It's already going.
Yes.
Right now he has to defend it. He's got one little measly blaster pistol and everyone's trying to break the door.
Oh, yeah,
down.
Yeah, okay.
And so he's been holding them off. And then now Darth Vader shows up, you know, or yes. whatever.
And you're okay. Are we okay with like saying that the Emperor can't just detect?
Oh, like you can't read Darth Vader's brain?
Right, like Darth.
You didn't like my Jar Jar rubbed off on me.
No, I mean, like, I like it. I'm just saying that, you know, when Obi-Wan
feel a little
episode
bit like
four
Jar Jar is
up.
Like, well, he's become very close to me. He's like, don't let anybody get too close, Vader. I'm disappointed in you.
You could do that like his suit's got, it's like a Magneto kind of thing.
Yeah,
or it's like,
maybe, or whatever, hand wave it. Yeah.
I've got anti-force stuff on.
I've got the crystals.
He's just like, you seem different today.
Yeah.
What's your deal? I don't have time to worry about it.
Yeah.
I got a lot going on. Figure out your shit.
Like people should be coming up to the Emperor constantly like, hey, can you get approved
my
this?
My deal is you tell me, oh, take your own initiative, but then you micromanage me. Make up your mind, Emperor.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, wow. Oh, Vader. Wow. You've never talked to me like this.
I like this.
I like him telling off the Emperor.
Yeah.
He's seen
a little
Darth
gumption.
Vader.
I like it.
Yes, he's seen Darth Vader get bullied around by the Emperor a lot. And he's like, yo, it's everything's, It's like, well, maybe you should give me a little space. Come on.
Your job is to go up on the bridge and look pretty while you commit genocide, okay? Let me, your henchman, go do his job, Emperor. You know, this is what it means to be in charge. You got to learn to delegate. And the Emperor's like, I like this, Vader. Like, one day, you know what? You are going to have my job one day. And he's like, and Jar Jar's like, wow, that worked.
Woo. Okay. All right. So, yes, he gets the Emperor
Misa
off his
will.
Back.
Misa. And he turns around.
He is rubbing off on you, damn.
Misa deet.
Nuts. That's how Jar Jar gets by.
He invents the D's nuts
Misa.
Joke.
Misa, these nuts.
Nothing.
Ah! So, all right. So, fucking now Nate's in the hallway. The Emperor has turned around. Nate 38's like, where's Jar Jar? Right?
Yes.
Like, the Jar Jar just went into this room. And then, yes, we're like, he's like, have the droid's memory wiped or something like that is like a way you could get out of that. But, like, do you want to get out of it? Does he go back in as Vader and then come back out as Jar Jar and then go away with Nate again? Does he just start his Vader costume?
We don't want to see Jar Jar kill Nate. This is like, whatever. It's
you
like,
could do the old, oh, he's like, oh, actually, he's in there. He asked you for something, right? Mm-hmm. And then Nate 38 goes in and he locks Nate 38 in the room.
Yeah, I like that.
That's not bad.
And then Nate 38 is like, Jar Jar's not in here. Eh. Oh, well. Like,
hello? Oh, dear. I seem to be locked in.
Finally, some time to get back to my TIE fighter studying. just
Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. If you were going to do that, Nate 38 is now locked in the room.
Okay.
And, oh, my God.
What?
Yes. I did it.
Okay. Did you do it?
I did it.
A fucking will
Hear
own?
Me out.
Okay.
What else does Darth Vader have? Fucking, of course he can jack in and fucking take over a TIE fighter by
remote control.
He can fly a TIE fighter
again.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, okay.
In his room. So Nate 38 gets locked in the room and then is looking out the window and sees fucking Croquet, hot dog, and barnstorming around. And she's like, they'll never catch her. They're not seeing her moves. Wait a second. I know how to stop the rebel. I've been fucking training. And then she jacks in and fucking takes over like 7 TIE fighters. And
so it's like this weird ironic. It's like, if you like that, it's like, oh, it's a heroic moment for Nate. Nate's not like, I'm betraying Jar Jar or anybody. Nate's just like, I'm doing my
it's
job.
Just like, but it's like, I can do my job. Everyone. And then, yes, you add the scene earlier where Nate 38 has talked about always wanting to be a TIE fighter pilot. And then you do that. She jacks in and is like, I'm going to be great for the Emperor.
Okay. Here's what you
do. I like it because it's like you can't just have Jar Jar get away with it, right? You need to complicate.
Yes. Okay, that's good. It's just funny. And here's
God,
the way.
I just got off like a fucking nosebleed.
No, so
right
good.
Now.
Here's how you get the lightsaber. Here's how you get the lightsaber TIE fighter.
Yes.
Is you've done like a 1-2-3 kind of setup of like Jar Jar walks in, and Nate Thirdeight's talking to the Emperor. He's like, "Sir, if you just would look my idea, I'm telling you, I've made TIE fighters." He's like, "That's in stop." And then it's like, he's like, "I have this one idea, but everybody thinks it's too stupid or whatever." So like, you set up that like not only is Nate learning to be a TIE fighter pilot, but like Nate swears that she's got like a cool like the next line of TIE fighters. And Star Wars fans are gonna be like, "Ooh, is it like the TIE interceptor? Like, what's the TIE fighter idea that Nate has?" And Nate's like, "Finally,
I can do it.
Lightsaber TIE fighter."
See, the question is like, why? If it's so good, why didn't it get adapted?
Because it sounds stupid.
But if it worked,
it sounds fucking stupid. Like, we think it's awesome, but if you went just like, hey,
add that scene when Darth Vader's flying back to the
here's the reason most TIE fighter pilots aren't Jedi's.
No. Here's what it is. No. Because Freddy's right. It's extremely cool. But here's what you do is that Darth Vader's flying back to kill Jar Jar, and he looks and sees Nate 38 in this awesome fucking lightsaber. And he's like, "Well, that's not going to do at all," and he just blows up the ship. And he's like, "Oh, I'm not, like, she's going to take my job."
Robots cannot take the job of...
I thought you were going to say Vader looks at it's like, pretty cool.
Shit, that's badass as fuck.
Damn, that's dope.
Expensive. It's just prohibitively expensive. Like, where are you going to get enough lightsabers?
Yeah, lightsabers are crazy expensive.
Especially now that they killed all the Jedi. They don't know where to go to mine the Kyber crystals. It's a come on.
You don't want to fall in the trap of being like, we can't come up with anything too cool in a prequel because
no,
then everybody
I got
has,
you. I
what
got
you do
you,
is
you
just, it's the fault of everybody who's made a movie after this movie that they don't put it in.
That's true. That they didn't have the vision to see that. Yeah, I agree. I got you.
Okay, so this is very good though. So Nate 38, it's like, yeah, well, how does she build a...
I was hoping you wouldn't ask where the lightsabers come from.
All right, every movie gets one inexplicable logic jump.
Oh, that, it's easy.
Okay.
Vader's got...
spare parts and shit.
I buy that in Vader's room, there's like, you know, antiques, like sabers from like dead Sith Lords.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
okay.
People from... And they just did
but
Order 66.
But how is she going to build a TIE fighter? How is she going to...
Oh, you're talking about the concern. See, that I don't have a problem with. I just imagine like, Terminator fucking like a Transformer level, like the TIE fighter goes, tick, 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 like whatever, fucking she's plugged in and a TIE fighter like starts transforming.
I don't know about that, but
here's what I was gonna say. Hear me out. You don't do that. It's the Emperor that she's pitching the idea to. It's Vader that she's pitching the idea to. And then as she's looking around to take over TIE fighters, she finds the lightsaber TIE fighter because Vader clearly thought it was dope as shit and stole her idea.
It's literally called
TIE fighter
made by
Vader.
Okay. And it's literally sitting here in the ship.
Yes, it's literally like, because it's again, she jacks in. She's like, what cool ship should I go after Croquet with? Should I go out use a TIE fighter? Should I use an interceptor? And she sees it. She's like, I don't believe it. That motherfucker. And then she takes the lightsaber ship.
That's good. And then...
it's just Vader being someone who would steal his coworker's idea is also very funny.
Yes, yes. The office politics aspect of this.
Yes, the Vader
one. And Vader's like, nobody claims that, I stole... Like, nobody would be like, you stole your idea from the computer. It's like, okay, well, she's more than a computer. Like, I know we're not quite certain what, like, the whole droid situation is, but, like, that was her idea. It was my idea. It said so on the Word document. Vader, we know it's her idea.
If she had invented the TIE lightsaber, she would have invented the TIE lightsaber.
She did. She was the first one to fly it. Damn. So then he's flying, and then he has one moment. He's like, somebody found my ship.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Okay, well, we solved it.
That's great. That's
terrific.
And then, then you're like, no, Nate 38. I mean, I'm kind of happy that you're finally becoming a pilot.
A TIE fighter pilot.
Don't kill Croquet. So that's fun. Okay.
Jar Jar gets to the door. He boots up the thing.
What I like about that is that's essentially end game for Croquet. Yeah. Like, Croquet is, like, barely hanging on. And then as Jar Jar has stood up to the Emperor and is walking towards the laser on button, you're cross-cutting between that and Vader soaring through space, like, approaching the ship, and then fucking Croquet staring in awe as spinning lightsaber blades are coming.
Yes.
And you're like, you're in your final end game. Like, this is, like, seconds left, essentially, sort of thing, or minutes left. Like, it is. Croquet's like, we're doomed. And like, Jar Jar, I'm only going to have seconds left. Like, I can't hang on.
So, oh, this is good. This is good. Because you do, Jar Jar gets to the thing, and he presses the button, and they're like, yes, I'm going in now. Right. And like, she's got the thing. It's like, I'm only going to get one shot at this or whatever. And it's like, Jar Jar can see, like, there's like a proximity. Like, he knows people are coming.
Yes.
Right. The second he's turned that ship on, he's turned that thing on, and there's like a big blast door or whatever. So then he's taking cover as best he can with a blaster to shoot whoever comes through that door, figuring it's going to be fucking stormtroopers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the fucking lightsaber blade
Yes.
Bursts through the door and he's like, oh shit.
That's
like,
cool.
It's over.
I see a cool shot for Kroge is you do like Kroge's hanging on and they're like, we're gonna fucking do this. And they're like in formation and like all the resistance fighters are all like formed around Kroge and like, you know, like a flying V, like fucking Mighty Ducks. And then Kroge's talking, you're getting that cockpit shot. And then what's that reflection you see in the cockpit? You just see the swirling blade and Kroge just looks and then like, Kroge goes, dive! And then, like, it's like literally the ship just fucking flies through and slices, like, every single resistance ship in half. And Kroge barely survives. Like, literally a wing gets torn off of Kroge's ship. And, Nate 38 is like, wow, I did pretty good. I just destroyed 95 casualties in one go.
All right, great, yeah.
Take my idea, damn it, Darth Vader. Emperor's like, wow.
Holy shit.
Grievous. This droid is 10 times the droid you ever were.
Okay. Dope. Okay, so that's very cool. And yes, I like that the escalation, so yes, in terms of your back and forth for Kroge, it's like she's like, oh shit, I'm in trouble, Jar Jar, go do this thing. And then while that's going on, you do all of the rebels at home are like, Kroge's in trouble, like, oh, we gotta get up there, right? And so then you do like the cavalry comes just in time to buy her a little bit more time, right? Mm-hmm. And then yes, you do that they are all, is this pitched laser battle going on outside, which is what motivates Nate 38 to go into the fight.
Bear with me, could you do... Because I know this will be for next week, but I'm just thinking about this, like, Darth Vader part. Bear with me. Could you do, like, the fucking classic Silence of the Lambs type, like, fake out? Like, there's also a world where, because once you get into the seas, you're just, like, waiting for Vader. Like, once you get into, like, Jar Jar hanging on, like, shooting people, you're like, okay, you're waiting for Vader to show up. There's also a world where it's, like, you're building up, like, Jar Jar's close, like, Vader's, like, flying towards the ship, and, like, Jar Jar presses the button. And then, like, nothing happens, and Vader just comes around the corner, and it's, like, too late, Jar Jar. You're like, oh, fuck, like, Vader's here. Mm-hmm. Like, Vader found out and is here, and now it's over, and Kroge's like, Jar Jar, like, turn it on! And then it's just, like, it just, Kroge just explodes into flames, and then you're just like, what now?
Oh,
like,
shit.
And you're like, yeah, I mean, what's, like, what? Because Jar Jar's not going to get away with this part. Jar Jar, like, the next moment is, what is Jar Jar going to do before he dies? Which is, like, this, like, which we need to figure out this USB thing, which is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's going to be he dropped. Yeah. Yes, that's the bluff. But yes, I actually like that a lot more. You're right.
Yeah, it's just like a fake. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yes,
like,
rather than do like the whole thing. And then, yes, it all turning to that is pretty good. Yes, I love that.
And then it's just Vader and Jar Jar just on this platform. And
yes, as the laser's about to fire, essentially, like the bottom opens up and you realize that like New Centrif is right beneath them. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you do it like in the middle of the speech, it fucking goes off and wipes out the city. And then you get, I guess the last thing is the perfect beat for him to drop this, you know, like this secret data file or whatever.
Yes.
You know, fuck, that's dope as hell.
All right, and then we'll figure out this last sequence with Vader next time.
Yeah.
All right,
the drama.
And then
drama.
I think next week's probably the last week. I think that's probably the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. How's it feel?
How's it Jar Jar feel? Finally dies canonically.
All right.
Well, Will's going to go write it. We're going to go read some ads.
Sleep.
Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Jordan Morris, creator of the Max Fun scripted sci-fi comedy podcast, Bubble. We just released a special episode of Bubble to celebrate the launch of our new graphic novel. At SF Sketchfest in 2019, we recorded a live show with Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Cristela Alonso, and special guests Jean Grey, Jonathan Colton, Jesse Thorne, Nick Weiger, and a bunch of other cool folks.
We suspect he'll show signs of mutation when in a state of excitement. Now, Annie matched with him on Tinder, so she's going to act as the honeypot.
I do enjoy being called a honeypot.
Hey, you know what's better than honey? Gravy.
Oh, yeah, can I be the gravy sack?
Out now on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts. And pick up the graphic novel at your local bookstore today.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Matt Arnold and Freddie Wong and... Where's Will?
No, Will. Will's on vacation, so we're reading the script. Lean back, fuckers.
Will did all the work and we're just here chilling,
reap
reading
the glory.
His script.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, but you're going to be stuck with Freddie. I want to read the main parts, but I said, nah, this guy's going to read the main parts.
All right. Good luck. Go for it.
All right. Good luck. It's going to be easy. All right, everybody. Jar Jar Binks. Portrait of a Hero.
God, just read it.
Page 117.
Just read it.
Brought to you by Matthew Arnold.
Just fucking read it.
The parts of Jar Jar will be played by Freddie Wong. Okay, here we go. Interior, somewhere earlier in the script. Day. During an earlier scene in the movie, the following bit of exposition is flawlessly inserted into the dialogue.
Misa never wanted this life, Nate 38.
I know how you feel, Governor.
You said do?
I... never mind. It's not my place to say, sir. I'm just a droid after all.
Yusa more than just a droid to me, Nate. Yusa my friend.
Thank you, sir. Well,
she takes a step towards a window and looks up at the sky.
Just between us friends, I always wanted to be a TIE fighter pilot.
Really? But aren't you Yusa programmed to do math and statistics?
She turns back to Jar Jar, brimming with passion. I like the idea of brimming with passion as just louder volume for droids.
Dogfighting is math and statistics. Which way will the enemy turn? How will they react to incoming fire? What angle of approach at what speed is the ideal vector for a strafing run? I could make those calculations and more in the blink of an eye, but they don't let droids into the Imperial Navy, and they're rather rude when you ask.
Misa, sorry, Nate. It's not fair.
We statisticians have a saying, Governor. The statistical probability of a fair result is inversely proportionate to the heteroscedasticity of natural outcomes in a given contrapositive set.
Jar Jar nods sagely, pretending to understand what this means.
I see.
Later in the script, the writers brilliantly sneak in this little exchange between Nate 38 and Darth Vader.
Imagine, a TIE fighter designed to harness the full combat potential of a droid pilot.
Not interested.
Not yet, but you will be when you review these schematics for the TIE Mark Nate.
She holds up a little holopad. It projects an image of a sleek TIE fighter that doesn't seem to have any wings. Vader sighs wearily.
Leave it on my coverage pile and I'll try to review it over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Interior back to our story. Corridor. Night. Two officers rush Jar Jar down the hall. Out the window, TIE fighters chase Kroke across the sky. Jar Jar watches with alarm.
No. It's looking pretty bad out there. Misa better check in with the Emperor.
No way. Vader said to get you to safety, and that's what we're gonna do, Governor.
One of the officers hits a button on the wall. A door hisses open and reveals an escape pod. The officers get behind him and push him into the pod. He struggles against them.
It's perfectly safe, but you need to leave now to land clear of the blast zone.
Don't worry about that resistance trash out there. Without any help, she won't last long. We'll blow her clean out of the sky.
With a spark of determination, Jar Jar elbows both the officers in their groins and clonks their heads together.
He knows their weak spots, dude.
Yeah, of course. He shoves them into the escape pod and slams a button on the wall. He watches their stunned faces from the window as they blast off into space. Jar Jar breathes a big sigh of relief.
Governor.
He whirls around. Nate 38, who now wasn't in last week's scene in the control tower because she kind of needs to not know that all that crazy stuff went down. So, you know, yeah, that's just Will telling us we gotta fix this. Stands in the corridor a few yards away. Jar Jar freezes in surprise, then quickly recovers his wits and hurries towards her.
Nate, thank goodness you're still here. Misa just caught two spies working for the resistance.
Nate 38 gasps.
You mean those highly decorated and widely respected officers were traitors this whole time?
Yes. Misa was just as surprised as you are.
But why did you send them away if...
There's no time to explain, Nate. Listen, Misa needs to go do something else. Yusa, stay here and...
Never!
What?
I am programmed to protect your life at all costs, sir. And if officers ever loyal and true soldier were traitors, then this whole station could be a nest of spies and assassins. No, sir. Wherever you go, I go. Whoever you meet, I...
Jar Jar sees Kroke barely evading three attacking TIE fighters out the window.
Okay, fine. Just keep up.
With that, he sprints down the hallway. Nate 38 comes tottering behind him. Interior Resistance HQ, day. The ragtag resistance fighters gather around a holoscreen and watch in horror as news footage shows Kroke's ship getting chased around the weapons platform.
With her two fellow traitors destroyed, it's now only a matter of time before this rogue pilot is snuffed out for good.
We gotta do something!
To the ships!
A raucous cry goes up amongst the fighters. Interior Resistance HQ, hangar, day. Quick cuts. The rebels scramble to various speed-up fighters and freighters, hop into their cockpits, and take the sky. Interior hallway, outside Vader's chambers. Jar Jar and Nate 38 arrive at the obsidian door to Lord Vader's private chamber.
Okay, Lord Vader asked me to get something from his chambers. Yusa, wait out here.
I cannot leave your side. I won't.
Nothing bad is gonna happen to me in there. I need Yusa to, keep guard and watch for spies. Don't let anyone in here, okie day?
Very well.
Nate 38's arm morphs into a blaster rifle and she scans the perimeter of the hallway. Interior Vader's chamber, day. Jar Jar slips into the eerie metal and granite festooned private quarters of Darth Vader. One of Vader's big egg-shaped pods sits in the center of the room. Jar Jar taps a button and it hisses open, revealing Darth Vader standing in the center of it. Jar Jar cowers in terror and braces for death, then realizes Vader isn't moving or reacting. Jar Jar cocks his head askew and discovers that he's looking at one of Vader's spare uniforms hanging on a stand. Jar Jar sighs with relief and pushes past the spare outfit to access a command console. He flicks on a radio and turns to an encrypted frequency.
Kroke, it's me, come in.
Interior TIE cockpit, day. Sparks and smoke fill Croquet's ship as she hangs on for dear life with the whole of the Thai fleet chasing her around the station.
Jar Jar, Misa and Big Bombad Poodoo, General.
Hang on, Misa's starting the firing sequence now.
He punches in a code at the command console. A loading bar appears and pushes towards 100%. Exterior battle platform, day. Right above Vader's sanctum, a satellite dish rotates in position, then explodes as it's struck by stray laser fire from ships pursuing Croquet. Interior Vader's chamber, day. The loading bar is replaced by a big red X. Jar Jar pounds the buttons on the console to no avail.
What? Oh, no, 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 no.
Interior weapons platform, bridge, day. The Emperor paces impatiently on the bridge of the weapons platform and watches enraged as Croquet evades his best pilots.
10 minutes until firing range, Emperor.
Where the hell is Vader, and why is that ship still in the air?
Your Excellence, the comm system in Lord Vader's chambers appears to be active. Shall I summon him?
The Emperor gives a sinister glare.
No. I shall deal with him myself.
Intercut. Interior Croquet ship, day. Croquet zooms towards the laser cannon's power core, still covered by armor shielding.
Jar Jar, Misa in range!
Misa lost remote access to the laser. Yusa gotta wait till they fire it for real.
Croquet's TIE takes another blast from her attackers. Misa not gonna make it that long. Jar Jar frantically scrolls through the system schematics on the command console.
Wait, there's a manual override on the laser itself. Misa gonna start the sequence by hand. Think you can hang on for a few more minutes?
Misa not gonna last more than a few seconds.
Something off Croquet's bow catches her eye. Hope fills her face as she watches. The Resistance Fleet, a motley band of rusty fighters and freighters, drop out of hyperdrive and join the fray.
Scratch that. Misa gonna give them hell.
Jar Jar grins. He cuts off his transmission and runs for the door.
What do you mean I'm not allowed in there?
Jar Jar skids to a halt as he hears the Emperor right outside, arguing with Nate 38.
Governor Bings explicitly forbade me from letting anyone into Lord Vader's chamber.
Vader, get your big metal butt out here or I'm killing this droid and blasting this door down.
Jar Jar panics. His eyes dart around the room.
You've got 10 seconds. 9. 8. Very parent.
Jar Jar's eyes fall on Vader's spare outfit hanging in the pod. Interior hallway, day. Emperor Palpatine continues his countdown on the other side of the door.
7, 6, well, what the hell am I doing? I'm the ruler of the galaxy.
He raises his hands and lightning sparks on his fingertips. The door swings open and Jar Jar, disguised in Darth Vader's outfit, stands in front of him. The uniform fits awkwardly on his gangly frame. His voice comes through Vader's mask in the classic booming voice, but his breathing pattern sounds more like someone snoring in a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yes, Master?
Don't you yes, Master me. It's a mess out there. What are you doing sulking around your chambers in a moment like this?
I'm about to solve the problem most viciously. And with the power of evil, if you will excuse me.
He tries to push past the Emperor, who stops him.
Wait. You seem weird right now. Different somehow. What's going on?
What do you suppose?
Very good.
What do you suppose is going on with me, sir?
I don't know, but I sense something. Something strange.
Nate 38 peers behind Jar Jar into the room.
Wait, where is Governor Binks?
Jar Jar Vader fidgets nervously.
Jar Jar? Why would Jar Jar be in the...
Maybe what you are sensing is me being sick of your shit.
Nate 38 gasps. The Emperor recoils in shock. Nobody's spoken like this to him in years.
What did you say to me?
I said get out of my way, old man. How am I supposed to crush uprisings and strike fear into the hearts of Yusa enemies with Yusa constantly micromanaging everything I do?
Vader, did you just say Yusa?
And you, droid, the governor is indeed in my chambers and he requests your presence at once.
Oh, very good, sir.
Nate 38 steps past him into the room.
Governor Binks, sir, where are you?
Jar Jar quickly mashes a button on the wall. The door slams shut and locks Nate 38 inside. He points a reproachful finger at the Emperor.
How can you run a whole galaxy if you don't even trust your own co-workers?
Okay, sheesh, fair enough. Get it done and meet me on the bridge.
The Emperor walks off, muttering under his breath.
Don't have to be a dick about it.
Jar Jar takes off running the other way down the hall. Meanwhile, Nate 38 taps on the door to Vader's chamber from the other side.
Excuse me, Lord Vader, I seem to be locked in here and I can't locate the governor.
Interior, Vader's chamber, day. Nate 38 stands by the door, calling for help to no avail.
Hello? Hello? Oh dear.
The sound of fighters racing past the window catches her attention. She watches the TIE fighters duke it out with the resistance forces.
Foolish humans! Such inefficiency, such chaos. They'll never beat the resistance with those maneuvers.
Nate 38 gives a glum sigh and paces the room.
If only I could.
She stops pacing as something catches her eye. It's a flight control system sitting in the corner of the room. Basically a virtual cockpit, complete with seat, joystick, control panels, and screens.
Hello, what have we here?
Interior Vader's chamber, day. Nate-38 sits down at the flight controls.
A remote piloting system. Remarkable.
Suddenly the screen boots up, an AI voice chimes through the speakers.
Welcome, Lord Vader. Connecting you to your personal fighter craft now.
Nate-38 blushes. Oh, boy. Nate-38 gasps as the console lights up before her eyes. The joystick comes to life and slides neatly into her hands. She glances once more at the star battle raging out the window.
Dare I defy the Empire to save the Empire?
Her guilt comes over her and she pushes the joystick away.
No, I can't. Know your place, Nate-38. That's what they say. Know your place.
Connection complete. You're now in control of the TIE Mark Vader.
What?
The screen displays a fighter schematic identical to the sleek, wingless TIE fighter she showed Vader earlier.
He stole my idea. This is my ship.
Suddenly, Nate-38's eyes glow red with rage. I love eyes glowing red. You know they're bad. It's perfect.
This is my ship.
She grabs a joystick and punches the throttle. Exterior weapons platform day. Out from the hangar bay comes the TIE Mark Nate. Not TIE Mark Vader.
Not TIE bullshit. Mark the Nate-38 Nate. Special.
As it launches from the bay, two huge lightsabers spark to life where its wings should be and begins to spin. That's right. This ship's got spinning lightsaber blades for wings. Motherfucker. Hell yeah. Nate-38. Let's get it.
That was a fun-ass scene.
Woo! There's a lot. That plus the Qui-Gon stuff, and then we still got the Jar Jar side. Will was in Colorado on his vacation trying to write both of this and realizing that we did indeed have a whole lot that we broke this week. So next week, we're going to finish up the Jar Jar getting to the button platform and Vader getting there, all that stuff we had talked about this week. We're getting close to the end game, though.
Finally.
Probably like two or three more scenes at most.
Speaking of end game, I can't
Speaking
transition.
Of end game, the movie after Infinity War.
This felt like an Infinity War fighting in the Star Wars universe, I gotta say. But this is a really fun scene. I really enjoyed that.
Good job, Will.
Honestly, I think the dynamics of Teen Vader and like micromanage Emperor is like, they just won't ever touch that in Star Wars because it'd be too goofy for them. But like, I don't know, like all bureaucracies and offices are the same.
I mean, those two characterizations essentially guaranteed that Star Wars fans will not like this movie, but it's why I like this movie.
You can find us on RJ Story Break on Twitter, where you can also see great fan art. So just a little fan art roundup. Story Broke continues their trek through our backlog. They did a great poster for one of our first Wiki Roulettes, Fly, the Angel song.
Ooh, that's a classic.
Owen Beck also created a Governor Binks Kenner Photoshop of like the toy, the doll,
yes, that was great,
complete with like a little piece of fish. There's that. And then Storybrooke also, by the way, did a Dragon Ball Z crossover.
Wait, who did
Storybrooke again?
Looking at this now, this is incredible.
Anyways, great good fan stuff. Art on there. Check out our Twitter, RJ Storybreak. Check us out on Facebook, bit.ly/StorybreakFB. And check us out on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network at MaximumFun.org, where you can find all kinds of great podcasts. Stick around, listen to what we got advertising for you this week. Actually, I think this week is our week, so you got to find another show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just hear about the show you're listening to.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Chad Ellis, for editing this podcast. We'll be back in full force next week. So until then, my name is Freddie Wong.
My name is Matthew Arnold.
And this is Will Campos.
Do your impression.
This is Will, guys.
I can't have a Will impression.
I don't have a Will. Will's too unique.
Too unique.
Hi, it's me, Dave Hill, from before. Here to tell you about my brand new show on Maximum Fun, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, which combines my old Maximum Fun show, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, with my old radio show, The Goddamn Dave Hill Show, into one new futuristic program from the future. If you like delightful conversation with incredible guests, technical difficulties, and actual phone calls from real-life listeners, you've just hit a street called easy. I'm also joined by my incredible co-host, the boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. It's really great.
Enough, Chris. And New Jersey chicken rancher, Dez. Say hi, Dez.
Hey, Dave.
The Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Brand new episodes every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Plus, the show's not even an hour. It's 90 minutes.
Take that, stupid rule.